Jabez was mentioned in the Bible just so we could see the power of praying for increase and God's desire to answer that prayer. The Bible says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would indeed bless me and enlarge my territory, that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it may not bring me hardship.' So God granted what he asked." 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. That's it. That's all we ever hear about Jabez. He was honorable, a trait of a stable, steadfast, and established man. He prayed for blessing and enlargement, and God granted it to him. We must break this mentality that just because we're saved, but see no increase, God is satisfied. Do you think God is pleased when there is no increase in your life? Do you think he is pleased when you don't increase in knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and revelation? Do you think God is pleased when you don't increase in power and increase in love? You don't increase in faith? You stay on the same level all your life? Do you think that pleases God? No. You should be increasing in love, faith, power, revelation, and understanding. Your worship should be increasing. Your prayer should be increasing. Your ministry should be increasing. Your finances should be increasing. Your relationships should be increasing. There should always be more people being touched by your life. Do you think God is satisfied when we stay on the same level and never grow? Do you think God is pleased when we are decreasing? No, he's not. God is a God of increase. God is pleased when we increase. God takes pleasure in increasing us. So his plan is, "The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children," Psalm 115, verse 14, "and they will be mighty," see Psalm 112, verse 2. Whatever comes out of you, God will increase. It will be mighty, strong, upright, brave, and blessed. Your sons and daughters will increase. God wants to increase your sons and daughters, and not just their physical, emotional, and spiritual wealth. He wants to increase them in number. Look back at Psalm 112, verse 2. It says, "Your offspring shall be mighty in the land." Now, look again at Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1. "Sing, O barren, you who did not bear a child. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife." The Lord has redeemed us. We were like the barren woman, unable to bear a child or a seed. We were not able to produce, multiply, or be fruitful until we came under the blessing of God. In returning to our covenant with God, he is saying that he will give us even more than the one who had been faithful. God wants to redeem the time that we were desolate and restore us quickly and abundantly. He wants you to have more sons and daughters. You may have a few right now, but you will have sons and daughters around the world. This is about the blessing of God being released to all the nations of the earth. With business and ministry becoming global, it will be nothing for you to influence people in Asia or South America.